As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, verse 10. Welcome again to the broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to have you listening today, and we encourage you to get your Bible right now and follow along with us. We're going to begin today in our studies in Luke chapter 14, and our topic is about doing good. Doing good is one of the primary duties of Christian people. It is one of the most important things in the Christian life. And Jesus has some very important things to say about doing good to other people here in Luke chapter 14. Now, before we begin reading, let me again go back to the setting here. Where is Jesus at? Who is he talking to here? Now, we always say that when you read a section of Scripture, you need to make sure who's doing the talking, who is he talking to, what is he talking about, why is he saying these things, and perhaps sometimes also where is he at and when is this taking place. And we find here in Luke chapter 14 that the setting is this. Jesus is in the home of a Pharisee. This man is a leading, prominent Pharisee. He is a central figure in the Jewish religion. We find that it's on the Sabbath day, Jesus has healed a man. And now the Bible tells us in verse 12 that Jesus turns to the man that had invited him, and he has some things to say to him. Now remember what this invitation was about. Remember from the standpoint of this Pharisee why Jesus is there. Obviously, he wanted to hear Jesus out. He wanted to find some things out about Jesus and hear his teaching and perhaps even ask questions. But the invitation was based on the fact that he wanted Jesus to come and to dine with him. He wanted Jesus to share a meal with him. Now, that's very important to remember when you read these following words from Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 12. Then said he, that is, Jesus said also to him that bade him, to the man that had invited him. Now, this is that prominent leading Pharisee that we spoke about. Jesus now turns to him, and he says something to him in specific. The Bible says that he told him this, when you make a dinner or a supper, call not your friends, nor your brethren, nor your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now Jesus talks about something here that oftentimes takes place. In verse 12 he said, now if you're going to invite somebody to your home, if you're going to invite somebody to come and to share a meal with you, then don't call your friends. Don't invite your brothers and your sisters and your relatives and your rich neighbors. Because what's going to happen then is that they're just going to invite you back again later. They're going to say, well, you know what? He invited me to come and have lunch with him or supper with him just a few weeks ago or just a few days ago, and I need to invite him. I need to have him over because he invited me. I need to do good to him because he did good to me and for me. Jesus said that doing good has to go farther than that. Now, folks, I want to point out here from the very beginning that this is not an absolute or universal statement that he's making here in verse 12. Somebody says, well, what do you mean by that? What I mean is this. Jesus is not condemning or forbidding in every circumstance an individual to make a meal for a friend or for a relative or for a neighbor. He's not saying there is no situation where you can do that. He's not saying that that's wrong in any situation. It's more of an emphasis here that he's talking about. What he's saying in verse 12 is, don't just call these people. Don't just do good to people that can do good back to you. Now, there's the basic lesson that we're seeing here in Luke chapter 14. Now, we know that this is not some kind of absolute or universal statement that he's making here because of certain other passages. For instance, in John chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says that Jesus went to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. They were friends, and those friends invited Jesus to come. Well, was that something that Jesus was displeased with? Was that something that Jesus had told them not to do? Well, of course not. In John chapter 21, verses 4 through 13, the Bible shows that Jesus had prepared a meal for the disciples who were out fishing. Because the Bible says when they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. So Jesus had prepared this fish and this bread for the disciples. And then he said, come and dine, verse 12. Now that's in John chapter 21, verses 4 through 13. So that shows that Jesus is not trying to forbid in every circumstance the very thing that he's talking about right here. Again, it's more of an emphasis here that he's putting on these kinds of situations. Don't just do good for people that are related to you, people that are your friends, people that are your neighbors that are going to pay you back. Don't make doing good kind of a trade-off or kind of a swapping kind of situation. That's not wrong. It is a good thing to do good for other people, but here's the point about it, folks. Jesus is talking about doing something even better. And doing something even better here means that you do something good for somebody that cannot do something good for you. That's what he's talking about in verse 13 and 14. He said, when you make a feast, call the poor, call the maimed, call the cripple, call the blind. Invite those people to come because they don't have money to pay you back. It is a good thing to do good to anybody. The Bible says that in Galatians 6, verse 10. But it is especially good to do something for somebody that has no means and has no ability to do something good back for you as a sign of appreciation or just because they want to do something good for you. Now, I ask you this morning, how many times have you thought about what Jesus is saying here? How many times do we fall into this same habit that he's talking about? So that the only people that we invite to come and eat with us, the only people that we extend a helping hand to, are the people that also help us in return. Oh, the ethic of Jesus Christ goes far beyond that, doesn't it? And you'll remember in Matthew chapter 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, that Jesus said some things very similar to this. Remember in Matthew chapter 5 that Jesus said, now you've heard that it has been said, you are to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But then he went on to say in verse 44 of Matthew chapter 5, to love your enemies, to bless them that curse you, to do good to them that hate you, and to pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, so that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. God is a God who gives, who does good to people, who do not return to him that kind of favor, who do not show any kind of appreciation or gratitude for what God has done for them. He is kind, the Bible says, to the unthankful and to the evil. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. And it's very difficult to practice what Jesus is talking about here. It's much easier to do good to people and for people that also have done good to you and for you. But to do good for somebody when you know that you're not going to get anything in return, you know that nothing is going to be done for you, that, folks, takes true biblical love. But I go on to Matthew chapter 5, verse 46 and 47, and I want you to listen to what Jesus says. He said, for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? If you only love people that love you back or that have already loved you, then he says you're just like the publicans. You're not really doing anything special then. You're not doing anything that's really higher than what everybody else is doing. And he also says in verse 47, and if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Why, the publicans speak to each other. If you only speak to people that speak to you, he says you're not doing anything that's any higher or any better than what other people are doing. Even the publicans do that, he says. So Christianity is unique. Christianity motivates us to do good to people even when we know that we're not going to get anything in return. You see, there's so many people today that when they do anything for anybody, when they're nice to anybody, they want something back. They want something out of it. And one of the saddest things that can be said about an individual is something like this, well, he's only nice to you because he wants something out of you. Jesus said that is not the kind of ethic that you want to practice in my kingdom. My kingdom is a place where people do good because it's good. They do what is right because it's right, and they don't worry about what they're going to get in return. They don't look at it as some kind of investment that they're making so that they say, well, you know what, if I do good to this person, then someday he's going to return the favor to me. That's beside the point. That's not even in the equation, folks. That's not even what we're looking at as Christian people. We do it because it's good and because it's right, and that's the nature of true biblical love. Now, Jesus said, instead of thinking about what kind of reward you're going to get in this life, instead of thinking about what you're going to get in return in your life, he said in verse 14, you're going to be blessed because they cannot recompense you, that is, they cannot repay you, but you will be recompensed. That is, you will be repaid. You will get your reward at the resurrection of the just. Your reward is coming later. It's going to be at the great resurrection day, at the day of judgment, when all men stand before God, and God says to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That, folks, is when we're going to get our reward. Here in this lifetime, yes, sometimes you do have people returning favors, people being grateful, people saying, you know what, I remember how that I was in trouble and I needed help one time and you were there for me, so that's why I'm here for you right now. That's a good thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a certain sense of loyalty that the Bible does teach. But the Bible goes above that. The Bible goes beyond that. That's not something that really comes naturally to us. And yet it's part of the highest ethic on earth, and that is the moral standard of the teaching of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, Jesus said, when you make a feast, when you have a meal, don't just invite people that you know that are going to invite you back. Make sure that sometimes you think about people that are less fortunate, people that are needy, people that need your help that are not able to pay you back. I urge us all to think about this, and if you want to do a good deed for somebody, think about somebody who has no means to pay you back in any way whatsoever for the good that you're about to do to them. Do it because it's right. Don't expect any kind of attention. Don't expect any kind of reward in this life, and when you do, you are following the teaching of Jesus Christ about giving and doing good to others. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to have you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.